دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our World, Our Community with Debbie Amini.
وقت بخیر شنوندگان عزیز، من دبی امینی هستم و در برنامه امروز دنیای ما جامعه ما فرصت این رو داریم که با یکی از نامزدهای انتخابات پیش رو برای سمت دادستان شهر سیتی اتورنی آشنا بشیم، خانم هایدی فولستاین سودو از طرفداران مادال مل عمر حزب دموکرات که 40 سال هست با افتخار لس آنجلس رو خونه خودشون میدونن. دهه ها فعالیت در بخش های خصوصیشون رو به دلیل رویکرد صحیح در حل مشکلات دشوار به یکی از معتبرترین وکلای کشور تبدیل کرده. هایدی همچنین به عنوان یک رهبر سالها با هدف اطلاع رسانی و محافظت از شهروندان به جامعه خدمت کرده. ایشون اندورسمنت یعنی تاییدیه ارگانیزیشن های بسیاری رو به دست آوردن، از جمله حزب دموکراتیک لس آنجلس کاونتی، کمک های مالی به حق انتخاب و برنامه ریزی در فرزندآوری، ده ها باشگاه دموکراتیک دیگه، اتحادیه های کارگری و فهرست روبه رشدی از مقامات و سازمان های منتخب از سراسر شهر و همکنون در حال مبارزه با فاسیل گیل برای کسب سمت دادستان شهر یا سیتی اترنی هستند. هایدی فولستاین سودو، welcome to today's program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. The first question is, why did you decide to run for city attorney?
You know, that's a good question. I have lived in Los Angeles for 40 years, since 1982. And in that time, I believe the city has gone from a place where everyone could find their home and their dreams to a city in decline. And having lived here as long as I have, I am not willing to leave town without trying to do what I can to help. And so this is an open seat. I am a lawyer. I did very well in private practice, and I have a skill set and an experience in managing other lawyers that I want to bring to this office to help make the city work again and work for all of us. And so I'm running to do the job. This is a capstone to my legal career, not a stepping stone on a political career. I've never run for office before, and here's my promise to you, Debbie. I will not run for any other office beyond city attorney.
That's interesting. You mentioned that you are not planning to leave Los Angeles, and neither do I. And
exactly.
You also mentioned that you have seen things decline. What are those things that you feel they have declined, which would, God forbid, force us to leave this beautiful city, the city of angels, and go somewhere else?
Well, it's easier to say what's improved, because I think the only thing that has improved is the air quality. The brown smog that was over Los Angeles when I got here in 1982 is much cleaner. But since that time, we have really seen prices skyrocketing, our homes becoming unaffordable, our neighborhoods being trashed, our schools feeling unsafe for our children. Everything in our city that is supposed to be working appears to be broken. Mm-hmm. And from public safety to safe schools and safe neighborhoods, to dealing with the homelessness crisis on our streets, to domestic violence and taking care of our elderly folks, I promise you that there's a lot of good that the city attorney's office can do to improve the situation for all of us.
That would be great. It would be a really great news, because I agree with you. And I let me ask you just on the side, if you're planning to leave, where would you go?
That's a great question. I've actually researched it. The short answer is, after 40 years, I'm not leaving without a fight.
Good.
And if I really was going to think about leaving L.A., I don't know. I'm originally from San Juan, Puerto Rico. That's where I was born and raised. Uh-huh. Spanish is my original language. And I don't know that at this point in my life, having been gone for as long as I have, I could or would want to go back, but it's always a possibility.
Then stay and fight for us. You talked about homelessness. What is your plan to fix that?
My goodness, I have to start with what the city attorney can do.
Okay.
Let's start with the fact that the city is spending $2,000 to $3,000 per square foot to build housing. You know, you read in the newspaper that it's $600,000 a unit, $800,000 a unit.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to build housing for every person who needs housing in the city of LA at those prices. We have got to lower the price and the cost of the shelter and the housing that we build. The market rate, as anyone in construction will tell you, is $200 to $300 a square foot. And that's for an apartment or a unit that actually has a bathroom and a kitchen. We're putting up these garden sheds that don't have any indoor plumbing, and we're spending 10 times what we should. So as city attorney, I have to sign off on all those city contracts, and I will not be signing off on any city contract that was awarded without competitive bidding and that comes in at a cost of 10 times market. I just won't. And if the city attorney doesn't sign off on due authorization, then the contract isn't binding on the city. So I want to see us in a position where we are putting our contracts out for bid, where every contractor, not just from, you know, those who have been doing it all the way along for affordable housing, but Latino contractors and Persian contractors and Korean contractors, everybody has an opportunity to bid and to deliver the kind of housing that we need at an affordable price. I also want to streamline the approval process. If you've ever applied for a remodel of your house, you know what a nightmare it is.
It is.
You know? And so I want to make it easier and have the city speak back to applicants with one voice within 30 days, like they're supposed to.
Very good. So let's say if you're elected, hopefully, to this position as a city attorney, what would you be able to do for the rate of crimes and make the community safe again?
Well, among other things, we have to start enforcement of crimes again. I am bound by existing consent orders that our current city attorney has entered into that are binding on the city. We've already shown that we can't really arrest our way out of this, or we can't litigate our way out of this. But we need to put ourselves in a position where criminal activity results in consequences, even if it's committed by an unhoused person. We need to be able to confine people who are a danger to themselves or others. We need to create safe buffer zones around our schools so our kids have clear pathways to get to school. And I would enforce all of that. I would make it a point to be sure that we are safe in our homes and we are safe in our public spaces.
Perfect. Heidi, we really have a short time, but I assume that there are people in our audience members who would like to get to know you better and perhaps support your campaign. How can people reach out to you?
I spell my name funny, so let me spell it for you. My name is spelled Hydee. So that's Heidi, and then Feldstein, Feldstein Soto, Soto. And you can reach me through my website, which is cityattorney.com. And there's a place there to sign up to volunteer, to send me a message or an email, and I do respond. For anyone who wants to reach me by email, my email is my name, HeidiFeldsteinSoto@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. I'm here for the long haul, and I'm here to reach as many voters and as many community members as I can, because this is an absolutely critical race to our safety and to the future of our city.
I definitely agree with you. Before we started going on air, you mentioned that you live with your mom. I just have a few seconds. How is it that you live with your mom?
My father passed away in March of 2020, and my mother's 92 and is no longer able to really live alone, but she's fine. I mean, she's still going strong. It's for her own well-being and safety. I moved her into my apartment after my dad died, and I take care of her and my 7-year-old rescue dog, Lucy. So the three of us live in an apartment in mid-city Los Angeles in a duplex that I own.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask because it was interesting to me, and I like it when people are family-oriented. They care about family members. That's a good sign that they do care about people of their community as well. Heidi, I want to thank you one more time for dedicating your time and being with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. دوستان شنونده با ما باشید.
Okay. Bye-bye.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
خب در این قسمت از برنامه همراه میشیم با یک کاندیدای دیگه که برای کنگره ایالات متحده نامزد انتخاباتی هستند. خانم لوسی والاتسکی که بر این عقیده هستند که افرادی که سیاست مداری براشون یک شغل هست و محلی برای کسب و کار و درآمد، تصمیم هایی رو که برای جامعه میگیرن هم به منظور بالا بردن سود شخصی خودشون در نظر میگیرن، چرا که سمتی رو به عهده دارن که ممد درآمدشون هست و ایشون به عنوان کسی که از پولیتیشن ها و یا سیاست مدارانی که این رو به عنوان یک کریر و هدف شغلیشون در نظر گرفتن خسته شدن و تصمیم گرفتن که نامزد کنگره در آمریکا باشن و سعیشون بر این هست که به خصوص در امور مهاجرت، کاهش جرم و تورم و هزینه زندگی تغییراتی رو در جامعه و بهبود اون به وجود بیارن. لوسی والاتسکی، welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. I believe you're an immigrant yourself, just like me. And basically all of the audience members of this Persian radio. And you know that we have some difficulties with legal and illegal immigrations these days, both of them. What do you have in mind, in case you become elected, to help the community and people of United States with immigration and people who don't live in United States to come here and enjoy the beauty of this land?
Well, for me, like you say, I've been an immigrant myself. I'm French Canadian. I'm from Canada. I've been here since 1984. Of course, I came the right way. I met my husband. My husband's from Israel. We all, like pretty much everybody in the United States, we sort of all immigrants. But right now we're having a lot of problem in our border. For sure, we have to secure our border first. And because this brings our national security, we have human trafficking, drugs, and crime. It's endless. Then we have to secure the borders and be able to kind of see who we can really address and they can live in our country and stay in our country. Because we have good people. They are here. I think they should deserve to have their citizenship. We have to give an easy path of citizenship, but of course they have to be vetted on the right way. They have to be vetted because we all know we came here in America to have a safer country, and we all know that. And if we don't secure our border and we don't take care of our country, there is nowhere to go. That's it. America is the freedom for the people. And if we don't really observe that first, like I said again, where do you want to go? Then my key for me is really, really, really to take care of the people that are already here, like they've been for a long time, and see if they've been good people, then we can take care of them for the citizenship. Now, for the newcomer is coming in right now, it's open border. We have no idea who they are.
then of course we have to vet them as much as we can, and to protect you, all of us, you know, our citizens who are living here in America.
Very good. I'm going to translate very quickly. خانم لوسی ولوتسکی خودشون از مهاجرانی هستن که از کانادا اومدن، شوهرشون از اهالی اسرائیل هستن و به عنوان دو مهاجر دوست دارن که مهاجران دیگه هم به این کشور بیان و در آمریکا زندگی بکنن، ولی در این حال با ورود مهاجران به صورت غیرقانونی موافق نیستن به عنوان انواع پرابلم ها و مشکلاتی که داره، از جمله قاچاق، به خصوص قاچاق مواد مخدر، و موافق هستن که هر کسی که میخواد وارد بشه مراحل باید براش آسون باشه ولی هنوز قانونی باشه که مجرمین وارد کشور نشن. لوسی، these days everybody's concern is what happening in Iran and a lot of people condemning, but if you are elected to Congress as a voice for Iranian people, what would you be able to do?
Well, let me tell you that right now. And I was looking at, you know, I kind of studied a little bit what's going on in Iran. And I see you are in the force for the woman, life, and freedom. And for me, I'm based, you know, faith, family, and freedom. You see how similarity we have? Mm-hmm. Like, we all want to have the most things. Important thing is freedom. And I think in the age we are today, doesn't matter which country there is, we should have some, the freedom should be there. There is no reason, I think in my heart, we have to go to the slavery and to be dictated by dictator. We, you know, for me, like what I saw, what this beautiful girl, what happened, you know, in Iran, and it's not acceptable. Then I will stand for the people of Iran. I will stand for the people for the country also. They want their freedom and not to be detected and been abused by the people of the killing. We need to the U.S. sanction against Iran regime to make sure that we recognize the right for self-determination for the Iranian people. Right now they are struggling and they need a democracy, and for sure we need to be able. I heard a couple of years ago someone was telling me like Iran was a beautiful place to live.
It definitely was.
And they were telling me story. I had goosebumps about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Then to have a life, you have your freedom, and turn, you don't have no more your freedom. So where is it coming from? And I kind of look a little bit what's happening in the United States. And I look like the decline of the United States, where they are going. Then I feel like we're going to this declination to lose our freedom also. Mm-hmm. Then we have to fight for the rights of the people. We have to think. To stand up and to say enough is enough. People need the freedom. They are not animals. They are people. We have to fight for the people. Mm-hmm. This is the way I see it. You know, and I will stand, and I hope with the U.S. and Iran policy, we can manage to do something. And like I said, to have a stronger sanction against this regime, that it's not acceptable.
Thank you. پس دوستان عزیز، خانم لوسی ولوتسکی میگن که از کسانی خواهند بود در کنگره آمریکا که حتما سانکشن علیه ایران رو حمایت میکنن و به شدت موافق زن زندگی آزادی هستند، آزادی برای همه. We talked about crimes happening in Iran. Let's talk about crimes that is happening in US, which is increasing like day by day. What are your plans to take care of crimes in United States?
Well, the crime in the state, we all know we don't have good district attorney. They don't want to protect us. You know, people go to jail for a couple of hours. They didn't release. They defunded the police. Right now, they want to fund the police, but who want to go as to work and be officers? Like they've been treated so badly for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we have to bring law and order. And I do believe in that. I'm very strongly like I'm not afraid to fight and stand up for the right. The crime, today I heard, not, I live in the valley, not far from me. Some people, few people went to their home and they did everything. They destroyed everything in the house the time they were not there. Mm-hmm. We have no protection right now. We need to be protected. We need to bring law in order. We need to bring our police and to give them the right to take care of the crimes. We need to take away gas guns because, of course, this is our DA here in my district. Then that's why I'm saying that. Our governor Newsom doesn't help us neither. There's so many people. They are in office right now, elected officials, that they don't take seriously of the crimes. And we have to stop. We have to remove the people as the elected officials. They are not there to protect the people, the good people.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to be pro-recalling Gascon?
Well, recalling Gascon, I don't know if they will be able again to do it, I'll be honest to you. But I says our attorney general or some, whoever people coming in power, hopefully, you will be able to oversight and take over Gascon. Then if we have the right person in office, and voted in November, then I can change everything at the beginning of the year. Then it's up to us to bring the right people in office to do the right thing. That's it. It's the only way.
Sounds good.
Otherwise, we, yes, like I said, everybody, if you can say to you, to the Iranian people, study, see the right and the wrong for every elected official, not to go with a Democrat or Republican, is who's going to do the job, who you can trust, who you're going to believe. I think this is how you have to look at it today.
I agree, and I definitely encourage people to go and vote. Every vote counts, especially this year. It's really important. And as Lucy Volotsky mentioned, definitely look at what they are planning to do versus who is Democrat, who is Republican. Lucy, thank you so much for being with us today. We came to the end of this program.
Can I say Zen, Zendegi, and Azadi? I don't know if I said it right.
You said it correctly. Zen, Zendegi, Azadi.
Oh, fantastic.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for being us with
Thank you so much.
Thank you. دوستان عزیز، روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.